While people are going to sleep, but while people are sleeping, so the maidens tell me on this. So let them say to self and peace, that's all night. After the Gemara, the omen tell me on real fear, in terms of what the word Bishapuchah means, it means the whole time that people are sleeping. So how the time they ask themselves to get a heart, they get the omen and they And the reason they say chatzos is not that that's a din d'oraisa, but that's a din d'rabbanan. It's a skill to be able to help to get to other men as a. But really they agree with Rabbi Gamliel that the shofbucha means as long as people are sleeping. Here there's a very famous and idiosyncratic Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah is comments on later the Mishnah says on that test of the day, if you jump ahead for a moment, the mission test of the day, and the second line after the grant out, the mission says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, which is of course how we touched him, the self on creation in the morning is ad shava self. They came down from Allah from Ahmad with shava self, and Hakkari Mishanva Eilach lo histed, so other Hakkari Batara. But if you read after shava self, so lo histed. So what do you mean, low-histed? What do you mean, low-histed? He's lost Mrs. Kriyashma. So the Gemara says, well, besides being Oshik Vatar, if you take a look in the Gemara on Yiram Adai, it's on the top line before the Mishnah on the bottom, on Yiram Adai, meaning that you can say everything after himself on Kriyishma. You can say Kriyishma Ubir Choseh on Yoram Adzei, on 5 lines before the Mishnah. You can say everything after self on Kriyishma. Aye, but if it's already after self on Kriyishma, so how are you saying everything? Well, the parsha of Shmai is saying to other Makori Batora, and apparently the brachos, this of Kriyishma, can be said even after Sosman Kriyishma. So originally the Gemara quotes a nusach according to which Malutra says that you can't say Yotze or, the Gemara says, Meitzvei, that's not right, Hakori Mekan Ve'eva, for his children to Kori Batora, Avon Mavarach, who signed Machaneh Ve'achat Bacharei, you can say all the big of Kriyishma, Shifta, Dura, Shifta, Shifta. You can only know, Rav Chista himself said what the Vaisa says. But Amr Rav Chista, Amr Ma'uf, Ma'ay, who hits it, so he hits it, Rafa. Tanya, Nani, Hafi, I call him, kind of, Ere, so he hits it, so Adam, so Kari, that's all. Avon Mavarach, who's dying with Fanoa, so Achat, Vachare. So the Gemara is explicit that the Zman to Bikr's Kriyishma extends beyond the Zman to Kriyishma. How long does the Zman of Bikr's Kriyishma extend? That the Gemara doesn't tell us. How much beyond Shavas Shavas, that the Zman to Bekos Kriyishma extend, it doesn't tell. So if you take a look at the Rush, it's on in this pagination, it's Hayim at Aleph, it's Simin Yud, towards the end of Simin Yud. If you see where Simin Yud Aleph is, and you go out to the top of that column, that Amr of Chista Amr Ma'ukva, Maibu Hifsid, Lo Hifsid Abdocha, Tanya Mihochi, Akarim, and Kanveel, for Hifsid, Kodim, Sikori, Bato, Alam Mavarat, the Fanel, Achareha. Yes, for his topic, in Rotsa Loma Archatos, Kitia Sila, Livid of Avon, and Aladal, Sarah, the Livid of Yuda, or a few kola yom kula lo hisit. Stop with. A bikkus kriyishma a part of tshila, in which case they'll be governed by zman tshila, or no, maybe they're a totally independent unit. In which case, we don't see that any zman is assigned to them. So we know that there's a bikkus kriyishma of the day, bikkus kriyishma of the night. So if haigon zalkotav af kosa revias, af opiish ve'ema unasa mevarach tayim lefaneh ve'achas lachareha. And Haidon says that you can say Bikkur's Kriyishma throughout Shavuot. Mashma dafka shalaziya shuhuz manshila Rav Yehuda. That you can say Bekes Kriyas Manshok Sof Manshila. Avon mikan va'eva chetzer azachos. But you can't say Bekes Kriyas Manshila beyond Sof Manshila. That's what the Hagel thinks. The Rambam at the end of Tarek Aleph and Hefes Kriyas Manshila thinks that you can say Bekes Kriyas Manshila all day long. All day long. Okay. So Ram disagrees, and apparently he thinks that no, Bekes Kriyas Manshila are not part of Shila, and therefore they have an independent Manshila. But it's interesting, if you look in the Rambam, so the Rambam also specifies there in the end of Tarek Aleph of Kriyas Shma, he stipulates that when you're saying Birkos Kriyas Shma after Sofron Kriyas Shma, you still have to say Kriyas Shma with it. The Rambam says if you're saying in Saravias, or for that matter, Kol Yom Kulo, the Birkos Kriyas Shma, which according to the Rambam you can, so the Rambam says that you say Kriyas Shma with it. So the question is, why should the Rambam be so particular that you have to say Kriyasma la'acha zmana? So the Kesef Mishnah here says this is an unbelievable chiddush. Unbelievable chiddush. The Achronim almost all pass and don't like it. But the Kesef Mishnah says something unbelievable. He says that he thinks that Nidoraisa, the Zman Kriyasma in the day, is not just in the morning, but according to the Rambam is all day long. And he says, why not? And he says, where did the Rambam get it from? So he says, because why do you have this discrepancy between B'tzav B'chol's Kumecho? B'tzav B'chol we interpret to mean Kol Zman Shevedei Adam Shofen, right? Which is why Nidah Raisa, the Zman Kriyas Shma is all night long. So therefore, Uv Kumecho should mean Kol Zman Shevedei Adam Kol. So therefore, it should be all day long. Says the Kesef Mishnah Ein HaChanami. That's what it's like it does mean. And the Din of Adsav Gimel Shalos is only a Din D'Rabbanan. And the reason you can say Birkos Kriyas Shma all day long, and the reason the Rambam stipulates that you say it after with Kriyas Shma, is that it's still Kriyas Shma D'Oraisa. That even though a person was negligent in terms of the D'Rabbanan Zman of Kriyas Shma, but D'Oraisa is Kriyas Shma all day long. That's what the Kesef Mishnah has his bombshell. So the Magen Avraham and the Taz quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, And they both say it can't be, and then the second day quoted nothing like it, and they say, what about the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha in terms of B'Sof B'Chol's Kumecha? So they say, no, it's not a Kasha. B'Sof B'Chol means to be in a horizontal position, to be lying down. So Kol Zayin Shebnei Adam Shofen means as long as people are lying down. The Kumecha doesn't mean to be in a vertical, in an erect position, but it means to get up. Labuk means to get up. So ain't a chanami, there's no discrepancy. The Shaf B'chol means Kol Zman Shevenei Adam Shofen, and the Kumecha means Kol Zman Shevenei Adam Kamen, but there's a difference in what the two words denote. The Shaf B'chol denotes not the act of lying down, but according to the Chacham, and Rami Amir, it means to be prostrate, to be in a lying position. So that's called Zman Shevenei Adam Shofen. The Kumecha doesn't mean to be erect, it means to get up. So called Zman Shevenei Adam Shofen, it's just as all time people are getting up. So that's the, that's the consensus basically against the Kesef Mishnah. So where does the Rambam get the idea that Birkos Kriyas Shma should be all day long? Not because of this Kriyas Shma D'Oraisa all day long, but because Birkos Kriyas Shma are a totally independent entity. Why does the Rambam stipulate then that you say Kriyas Shma with it if there's no Mitzvah Kriyas Shma? So the answer is, the second no Mitzvah Kriyas Shma. A person is not being Mekai in the Mitzvah of the Dibasavam. There is no Mitzvah Kriyas Shma. But Kriyas Shma is unique that even Shelo Bizmana, the still Akhiyam of Kabbalah Kol Malchus Shamayim, is a person being Mekayim the Mitzvah and Tayag Mitzvah of Kriyas Shma? Absolutely not. He was Nevato that Mitzvah. So if you take a Lulav today, it's empty. It means nothing. If a person is Mekabal Kol Malchus Shamayim right now, in the middle of the afternoon, Mekabal Kol Malchus Shamayim, so it's empty, it means nothing? It remains a chetzah, so Kriyas Shma, even Shalom is man. That's what the Rambam says, Birkos Kriyas Shma a unit which is independent of Sila. But they always come together with Krishna, because Krishna is a festa. So Krishna, even Saloba Omnasa, unlike, there's no mitzvah to light a Hanukkah tonight. There's no mitzvah to take a lulav tonight. But the Krishna is always a chesed of Krishna. Okay, but that's the chesed Mishnah on the Shavuot of Kumecha. Then there is an interesting discussion. The Magen Avraham asks on the chesed Mishnah. The Magen Avraham asks on the chesed Mishnah. He says, according to the chesed Mishnah, that Yudah Araisa, mitzvah Krishna is all day, right? And then we pass them like Rabbi Gamliel. That means that I finish the creation of all night also. So he says, so why do we treat it as a mitzvah that says man gomer? He says, no, you're on the clock. So we're going to run things, so that's also a spirit to what the Ketzer Mishnah says. The Sagittarius says that he thinks that the Ketzer Mishnah is wrong, that it's not true, but the Magen Avraham cast it as no Ketzer. Because he says, given that it's a different mitzvah in the day and a different mitzvah at night, so it wouldn't, it would still be a mitzvah that has man gram, because the mitzvah of Kriyasma in the day is only knowing in the day. It's a function of the Zman of Yom. And the mitzvah of Kriyasma at night is a function of the Zman of Laila. If it would be one mitzvah any time during the 24 hours, okay. But the fact that it's different mitzvahs. The Nafkinina being, and this is the context in which the Sagittai has this discussion, with whether or not the mitzvah of the Shiras Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is a mitzvah that has man gomer, because that given the way we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, like Ben Zoma, of Yimei Chayecha Hayomim Ko Yimei Chayecha Halela, so then you exactly have what for the Ketzer Mishnah is true of Kriyasna Mizaraisa. Meaning the mitzvah is always noedus. There's always 24/7. There's a mitzvah of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. So the question is, are nashim chayavos in that mitzvah, or do we say that it's a mitzvah sasei kesha hazman gomer? So that's what the Sagittari says. In this respect, he thinks the kesha mitzvah is right. The fact that the mitzvah is noedus 24/7, but since it's separate mitzvahs, there's one mitzvah which is bayom. And there's one mitzvah which is balayla. The mitzvah to do a dafke bayom. The mitzvah to do a dafke balayla. So then it wouldn't be considered a mitzvah that says shahazman grama.
Is it true that
the mitzvah every day?
It's 24 hours, but
each
day it's
own mitzvah. It's its own mitzvah, and it's a recurring mitzvah.
Recurring mitzvah, but if you miss it.
The next day is not compromised by, if you miss it one day, it doesn't compromise the next day.
So you still have 24 hours to do what you said?
No, you have to do it, you have all day, to be Mekayim Yimei Chayecha, and then you have all night to be Mekayim Kol Yimei Chayecha.
Oh,
I mean, it's a recurring mitzvah. It's a recurring mitzvah, but each time it recurs independently. So if one wasn't Maskei Yetzias Mitzrayim this morning, it has no bearing on tonight, and tonight will have no bearing. I'm sorry. It's exactly what the Ketzer Mishnah claims is true of Kriyasam Yidareisa. Ketzer Mishnah claims that to have the symmetry between the Shavuot and Kumecha, it must be that the mitzvah of Kriyasma and Nidareisa is all day long. All day long. So again, so Nimnu Vagamu, that the Diyak and the Tzuka and the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Sagittari, Nimnu Vagamu, they don't think the Ketzer Mishnah is right. Now, the Magen Avraham says there's another problem with the Ketzer Mishnah. According to the Ketzer Mishnah, Kriyasma is no longer a mitzvah that they say Man Gomer. Because at any time of day, there's a mitzvah Kriyasma. So what kind of mitzvah says man gomer is that? And the Sagittari says, no, on that the Ketzer Mishnah is right. It's true that at any time of day there's a mitzvah, but right now, at night, so I'm racing against the clock, I have to say Kriyasma before I'm Ratafaka. And then tomorrow, I'm racing against the clock, I have to say Kriyasma before Shia. So even though it keeps recurring, but every time that you chose, it's non-grama.
But that would be true for any type of time, even 24 hours. It's not because it's 12 and 12. It's not because it's
no, no, because let's say Tfilah Da'oraisa, according to the Rambam, is not a mitzvah that says has non-grama because it is once a day. Because then it's not a function of any particular time zone. Something is a mitzvah that says non-grama if it's a mitzvah dafka on Rosh Hashanah. So there's something about that zman which is responsible for the mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah, if you have a mitzvah which is any day, all day, so then I think everyone agrees that that's not non-grama. So that's the Rambam Tfilah Da'oraisa. I don't think you can invert it. Because again, Zman Grama means that there's something about either it's the date on the calendar which is responsible for this mitzvah, or it's the fact that it's Yom rather than Laila, or it's the fact that it's Laila rather than Yom. There's something in terms of a limited Zman which is responsible for this mitzvah. So it's Dafka on Aleph Tishrei that is an Inyan of Yom Tzur Yelachem. So that's Zman Grama. If the mitzvah which I have now of Zechiris Tzeres Mitzrayim or Kriyishma is a mitzvah which is Dafka by Yom. So there's something about Yom which is responsible for this mitzvah. If the mitzvah is Dafka Balayla, there's something which is Dafka which Laila is responsible. So by virtue of that, it's going to be Zman Grama, despite the fact that practically you'll always have a mitzvah. I'm sorry? I don't think so, not necessarily. I mean, it is everyone agrees. Well, I guess Krishna is not a good example. Even if it's one mitzvah, so maybe if you could just tell us what would be. And what if you formulated that the Torah has one mitzvah, and the one mitzvah is that the Torah wants it twice a day, but each of the two zmanim which the Torah specifies, the Torah was makir dafka and yom dafka and laila. Wouldn't that be equally zmanim? So to be lav zman grama, it has to mean that the zman is totally irrelevant. So you see it to daven midaraisa, the zman is totally irrelevant because it can happen any day, any time of day. So there's no, so you see, there's no, we're not being particular about any zman. Because it can be any day we say the same mitzvah, any day of the year, and any time of the day. So we're not interested in Aleph Tishrei versus Beis Tishrei, we're not interested in Yom versus Laila. And any day, and any time of day. But even if it's one mitzvah, which the Torah says to do twice a day, like the Rambam counts Kriyas as one mitzvah, not as two mitzvahs. Some Yisraelim do count it as two mitzvahs, but the Rambam counts it as one. But the Torah is specifying within that, the Torah is being, the Torah is saying that the Zman triggers each of the components of the mitzvah. Okay. She said the Gemara, "Should have a house to go to the sun is a chama, who shall with the hand? This way, hey, Odom Bonan after the Boer, from the Eva, so they see the Ochal Kimma, the Esther Kimma, the Echam Dalladam, the Zazu, Ethan Kimma." Chazal wanted to doubt again. The pastor, though, the person will come home at night. So he'll say, first let me eat a little bit, let me drink a little bit, let me sleep a little bit, va'afakach ekrikish, na'vestalel. Then later I'll be refreshed, I'll take shna and I'll daven. And what's going to happen with Chotot Hoshena? He'll be overcome by sleep and into Yashin Kol HaLaila. And he'll never say, you won't say Krishna, you won't daven. Rather, I will Adam Bon and ask for the Bo'erev. A person comes home, he goes to shul in regular mikra, in regular mikra, if he's a Baal Mikra, he knows to learn Torah Shavuot Shabbat. He doesn't really know how to learn Torah Shavuot Shabbat. Then he learns Torah Shavuot Shabbat. In regular mikra, Shomer. If he is accustomed to learning Torah Shavuot Shabbat, he learns Torah Shavuot Shabbat. Let's say he knows how to learn Torah Shavuot Shabbat, but he wants to have his chumash tefillah or not. So what's in regular Lishmas Shomer? Maybe this is a remnant to what the Sfarim quote that Alfi Kabbalah, so that the first half of the night, a person is not supposed to learn Torah Shavuot Shabbat. A person is supposed to learn Torah Shavuot Shabbat. So that's hinted at here. That's what it says. If it's going to result in Bittul Torah, because a person is only a Baal Mikra, a person only knows how to learn Chumash. He doesn't know how to learn Mishnah at the Gemara, so then it doesn't apply. It's not that the Ketava of learning Torah Shavuot Shabbat at night is supposed to result in Chumash Mishnah and Bittul Torah. No, if a person can learn either, so then the Inyan is that at night he should learn Torah Shavuot Shabbat. And basically that's really... It's really in the rumors here in this vice. But if he's Ragalishnas, then he bedavka should be Shomer. What if he learns already in the day? So the mitzvah of Kriyasitim is by Yom HaLaila. The mitzvah of Kriyasitim is that a person is supposed to have Kriyasitim, not just that I learn an hour a day, I learn 2 hours a day, but some of that time has to be during the day, some of that time has to be at night. That's what the Gemara says. Of course he learned already during the day. That he has to have his Kriyasitim by Laila as well. So therefore, Ragalikos Kari and Ragalishnos is shown there. The Psalm quote that Friday night is different. So that in terms of this restriction on Torah Shavuot Shabbat, for one who is Ragalishnos, who is capable of learning Torah Shavuot Shabbat as well, that Friday night, because of Kedusha Shabbos, is different. And the restriction does not apply. My son told me, he saw recently that it says in the Sfarim also that Thursday night, Minyan of Yoma, the Shai Mikra's Echotagim doesn't apply. It's an interesting application of the question to what extent Thursday night already has a din of Erev Shabbos. So at least in terms of this detail, so apparently Thursday night has a din of Erev Shabbos, and therefore the covered Shabbos, but the fear for Shabbos, so when it comes to Shai Mikra, the Echad Hagim, it's also not included in the restriction on Torah Shavuot Shabbos at night. Okay, I'll call Parah. So Raga Likos Kari, Raga Lishnos Shana, and then after learning for a while. So then Kali Krishna Umistava. The Oko Pita on the Vaish. Then he'll have his dinner. Any benches? The Kol Ha'Ovel Vizha Chachon Ha'Chai Mishnah. And for a person to treat this Issud Rabbanan lightly, so he should realize. But what does that mean? It really means that to being over a Dindra Rabbanan, a person of Chayiv Misha, he's not even Chayiv Misha for, a person doesn't put on film, it's not Chayiv Misha for being Zato Masai. Okay, so this man of Mikra, it would be a good thing to bring a korban over. He has to do tshuva for it. It's not no pazutusa, but it's not chai nisa either. So in the summer, what it means is like this. The summer, what it means is, if the person is over al vivei chachonim because he rejects their authority, so then he's chai nisa. Then he's chai nisa. If a person just succumbed to a yetzer hara that he was very hungry, and therefore, without having a shiur for that in mind, without having a stomach, so he eats, he drinks, so then he was over in the gym. But the bright to here again is alluding to the way human psychology works is that often, in order to justify our behavior, so we construct a whole. A whole reason why what we did is really correct. So it begins often that a person simply succumbs to a yetzer hara. But then a person doesn't want to concede the error. He doesn't want to say that he was wrong. He doesn't want to say he succumbed to a yetzer hara. So I don't want to say that I was wrong to eat before davening ma'ariv. So what do I say? So I have to come up with some kind of justification. So things deteriorate to such a point that the person rejects the authority of Chazal to have introduced that restriction. And Lamaisa, it's a phenomenon that I think that we're familiar with. It begins with a person has a certain desire that he wants to cater to, that he wants to accommodate, and then a person reinterprets everything and he creates a whole system according to which what he did was justified. And that's what Chazal is saying. It begins where that a person's tired and he's hungry and he wants to eat before davening ma'ariv. And what it results in is that the person says, well, Chazal overstepped the Rahman al-Islam and that's what the Rashi says. So why does this have to be reinforced in this context? My son, because of the Lok Sanachayim Nisa, in every context, being in the Ravon, and I'm not bolstered this way, my son, because of the Lok Sanachayim Nisa, Ibo, I say, Mishim Dika, on this chain, because again, the temptation, the forces which we're trying to counter are very strong. People are exhausted at night. After a long, hard day, people are exhausted. The Ibu Asayma, the Afuke Minando Omnab, Shilasav, is the source, Kamash Maman, the Chova. Okay. No, Sayin Hachanani, I was just about to say, so meaning presumably that what the, according to this answer, that the Gemara is bolstering that we shouldn't. That we shouldn't feel that we can take liberties after saying Shema without saying Shema Nesha. So that's what the Gemara says. Kamash Malan Behova, that the restrictions will still be in place, at least you think, okay, fine, so Kriya Shema I have to say. So I'm going to hold off eating dinner until I say Kriya Shema, but then I'll have dinner after Kriya Shema, and then later, maybe I'll rather, maybe I won't, Shiva Sabbath is sure. So no, this Braitha follows the opinion that Shiva Sabbath is over. Okay. So the Braitha describes the sequence of davening Ma'ariv, first we say Shema, then we say Shema Esrei. If Gelfman says there isn't a mitzvah, Smith's Gula Mitzvah. Smith's Gula Mitzvah at night as well.
Is there a relationship between already accomplishing the field of Krishma through attaching it to Smith's, meaning that as soon as you get thought, the field of Krishma takes into effect, the person's really not supposed to do anything. So even if we hold a quench of breath that says, Shiva is the writer, you need to, can you be Yoshi Krishma Koda? And then later on, you be Yoshi Krishma with, you're already Yoshi Krishma, but then you attach Krishma that you're already Yoshi with to the Shiva. Or do you have to do them simultaneously at the same field level?
Would you have Smith's Ga'ula with Shila if you said Krishna a second time? With no,
you really can go through these.
Right. No, so
the reverse happens like on Shabbat, the way Shabbat, you know, that, you know, you weren't really able to say Krishna, but you were somewhat full of Shila, and then you say Krishna later, you know, let's say you come home and you're supposed to say kid, so you're supposed to say, and Krishma is Dakarate, so you say Krishma first. So I'm asking the reverse now.
Right, so I think that the answer is, I think we actually, when we were learning the process on the base, we had jumped ahead to the Sugya a little bit, and I think at the time we looked at the Rabbeinu Yona, so the explanation of Rabbeinu Yona gives for Smith's Gula Tfila is that basically Krishna, the Bracha of Gal Yisrael and Tfila are supposed to be one continuum. But in Krishna, when Kabbal Omar Pashamayim, in the Bracha of Gal Yisrael, so we attest to the fact, again, sort of to the Omar Pashamayim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in history, and then we show that we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu by turning to him and the Tfila. So it's one continuum. So the Krishna needs the Tfila needs the Krishna. So, yeah, so basically it means that if I say Krishna and don't follow it up with Svanesha, then my Krishna is lacking. If I say Tfila without having said Krishna before, so then I'm sort of partially undercutting the Tfila, because the Tfila then, you know, without it coming out on the heels of the Krishna, it doesn't have the same context of being as clearly an expression of Kabbalah from Rosh Hashanah. So they need each other.
They intend that in the semester, you said some of school with Tfila, because that's a Tfila of Tfila that attacks itself. But where's that Tfila of Krishna to attack, you know?
Because if you take a look in the Rabbeinu Yona, and days and days in the Zafi Harif. Ezel ben Olam Haba. The Dinah Matzah Ezel ben Olam Haba. There are some of the Gula Shal Arif and Tzivah Shal Arif. Yesh, I don't know, Yesh Ayin, whatever. B'chi ed nei shesomeh gu'ulu l'shila yesh to atzah kol kach b'yeh ben Olam Haba. Wow, so this, you know, rather easy feat of being Samach Gula Tshiva, so that makes the person of that Olam Haba. So let's go to the second answer. The two answers are quite similar, but the second answer is the second line after the Grand Child. The Od Omer Mori Tanasha. Mitnei Shikshan Malshi Gula's Mitzrayim Umispar Om Yad. If a person says Kriyishma, then the speaks of Gulas Mitzrayim, and immediately davens Humarish Avoteach VaHashem B'Tfila. He shows that he trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, if a person says Shema, right, and then doesn't, and says Gal Yisrael, says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is Ein Od Milvado, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took us out of Mitzrayim, but now I have nothing to ask. I don't need to ask you for anything. I can take care of myself. So that contradicts the Kriyasma. The Kriyasma has to be followed up. It's true that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that Ein Od Milvado, and it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Galvanu Mimitzrayim. So then that itself has to be present in our practically in our lives. And we have to attend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to be mezakeh in an atzachas. And Misha Enam Vaseyach Bo, lo yezakeh in an akut. So the fact that we turn to Hashem means, A, that we recognize our dependence upon Him, B, that we trust in Hashem, that He's going to...
That's a naive question. That sounds like an Eitz HaTovah, because it goes to a level of logic. How can a person, you know, be Matzkeh Bara Olam, and yet, you know, be arrogant enough to say that there's me Bara Olam? But it doesn't seem... The way I had understood tefillah in essence doesn't have its power of tefillah, it doesn't have its completeness in the halakhic sense without Kriya Shema being summed to it. But Kriya Shema itself has its own meaning, you know, stands by itself on its own halakhic basis as its requirement. It didn't need tefillah to be the kind of mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Just like we just learned earlier, you have a chiyuv of Kriya Shema during the day, have a chiyuv of Kriya Shema during the night. There is an independent requirement to be Kavo Omar Kushmayim. It elevates itself that you attach it to tefillah because...
No, you're absolutely correct that they are independent, that they certainly are independent. The Dennis Smith's Guru of Tefillah says that each one enhances the other. There's one mitzvah of Kriya Shema, mitzvah d'oraisa, and then davening ma'ariv at night, a mitzvah d'rabbanan, the shuv, chovah, whatever, but a mitzvah d'rabbanan, they are separate mitzvahs. And with the din of Smith Guru, and one is, neither one is ma'akev, the other. Smith Guru is not ma'akev. It's not that if I say Kriya Shema, but don't say Shmonesra, that I wasn't going to say Kriya Shema, or vice versa. But they're certainly not in the eye of each other. But the difference between Guru Shiva says is that each one enhances the other. The fact that I daven right after saying Kriya Shema shows that I'm consistent about my Kriya Shema. And the fact that I daven after having said Kriya Shema provides a context for my Shiva. But you're absolutely right. They're certainly independent in the sense that they're not
right. Therefore, you wouldn't need the requirement of having not said Kriya Shema to be Somach Guru Tefillah, because in and itself it's not a recognition issue. It's not a, or sometimes you need you need a halakhic status to be in the time one mitzvah to enter into another mitzvah. But this Somach Guru Tefillah, you could have been already in the time mitzvah of Kriya Shema d'oraisa, and now you're repeating Kriya Shema because you're Somach Guru Tefillah. It doesn't require itself to be on the same level as you at the same time.
With the result that all three tefillos of the day, Shachris, Mincha, and Arzit, are sandwiched between Kriyas of Shachris and Kriyas of Arzit. The Michael Nishmagay, what's the Machlok, as Ibar Shem, the Kor of Ibar Shem, the Svara, Ibar Shem, the Svara, the Jotun Shavagul, and Eotanami, Havi, Avagul, and Al Shavahavi, Avar Shafa. But historically, Tara relinquished control, he gave permission to the Jews to leave at night. In actuality, we didn't leave. We didn't leave until the morning. So the question is whether or not the theme of Geula at night could be highlighted or not. So the difference is it should be highlighted. The lady says no, since the Geula at night is not so significant, he thinks the better thing is, again, to create a context of Kabbalah, Zom, Makos, Samayim, Satsila, so it's better accomplished, rather than having Geula first, it's better accomplished by having the Tfilah Tayom sandwiched in between the two Kriyishmas. The Iba Asayma Kra, Usnei Mikra Echadosh, the Sid B'Shafuha of Kumecha, of the Elchanan Shavah Makis Tfilah Lekima, Makima Kriyishma of Afrikat Tfilah, of Tfilah Nami Kriyishma of Afrikat Tfilah. Just as in the morning, the sequence is Kriyishma and then Tfilah. That's how, again, we create a context of Kabbalah Zoma Chushamayim. That's what our continuum of Kabbalah Zoma Chushamayim is. Kriyishma followed by Tfilah. Atzchiva nami kriyishma v'afakat tzchiva. So that's what we should do at night as well. And Rabbi Yisrael ben Levi saw the makis tzchiva v'kima. Makima kriyishma samach v'nitasa. So it provides a context of Kabbalah Zom Makas V'mayim to everything that will follow. Atzchiva nami kriyishma samach v'nitasa. It creates a context of Kabbalah Zom Makas V'mayim to everything which preceded. Okay, but both of Yochanan and Yisrael ben Levi, again, are looking to create a context of Kabbalah Zom Makos Shamayim. Most of my Beidu Avinu. Bo'er Zavar Shem Lefan Eres Shem Racharecha. At night, there are two Birkas Kriya Shema. It's not after Shema. Not only is there Gal Yisrael, we should have Kivenu also. V'iyan Mizboi Lishmo Cholo Koshamach Gu'ulu V'tfilah. So how boy the name of Hashkivenu. So doesn't this refute of Belchanan's position? It means that it's impossible to have Smirchus Geulu Tefillah at night, because after Gal Yisrael, which they have Shivenu before saying Shema Nesrei. Says the Gemara, Amrei, Kevan Ditzkinu Ravonan Hashkivenu Ki Geulu Arichtazamya. Ki Ilo Tema Hachi, Shachri Kevan Hashi Shomach. V'ha'amer Belchanan Ditzkinu Om Hashem Tzvatai, V'asof Em Meyir Arosan Imeshi, Elohotzen gave this kinu the rabban in the name of Hashem Tzvatai Tivtov, Kitzvila Zechtodamya, Hochanami gave this kinu the rabban in the name of Hashkiven, and Tigula Zechtodamya. This is a very, very strange Gemara here, Lachara. The Gemara says, how do we have Smigl Zulu Tzil at night if we say Hashkivenu? So the Gemara says, well, once Chazal introduced Hashkivenu, it's Tigula Zechta. It's like an extension of Gula. So therefore, we do have Smigl Zulu Tzil. We do have Smith of Gula Tzila, but don't be so literal. Smith of Gula Tzila doesn't mean you have to say the word Gal Yisrael. As long as you're still talking about the Tzila of Gula, you have Smith of Gula Tzila. Now, says the Gemara, and how do I know that? Because in the morning, how does anyone have Smith of Gula Tzila in the morning? In the morning we say Hashem Tzav HaTzav in between the Gal Yisrael and the Shon Esrei. So why doesn't that interfere with Smichus Gula Tzila in the morning? Because it's Kitzila Rishtadamya. So the same way you have to say that Tzila Rishtadamya, so Hashkivenu must be Kigula Rishtadamya. But why does that follow logically? Maybe Hashem Tzvatai Tzitzah thematically is a Tzila Rishtadamya, and Hashkivenu thematically isn't a Gula Rishtadamya. What kind of logic is that? So look other. What the Gemara means is as follows. The Ein Hachanami, the Gemara is not proving that. That Hashkivenu is Geula Richta, and that Hashem Tzvatai Tiftach is Tzila Richta, meaning that Hashem Tzvatai Tiftach thematically attaches itself to Tzila, and that Hashkivenu thematically attaches itself to Geula, so that the Gemara is not proving. You can't prove one from the other. You can't prove one from the other. Each one speaks for itself. How exactly is Hashkivenu Gula Richta? So if you take a look at what Rabbeinu Yonah explains, you could just say that Hashkivenu means that we're asking Hashem to redeem us personally. That the Gal Yisrael, we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeeming us on a national level, collectively. And Hashkivenu is that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to redeem us individually, on a personal level. Rabbeinu Yonah adds more than that. If you take a look, again, just where we were before, in Beis and the Beis and Zafi Arif, the Diva Amasa, the Afal Gav. So Afal Gav is Tarach Loma Hashkivenu, the Geula, the Geula Rishtadamya. The Hatam, the Eino Hasaka, it makes the Hashkivenu Me'en HaGeulahu. Why isn't Hakshivenu a half-stick in terms of Smriti's Guru Shiva? So the Sha'at, the other Hashem, and Gophet Mitzrayim. During Makkah's Bechoro, so you must bash it in a mispalu and labore the Kayin Devaro. This is what you can on Makkah's Lavo Botehem. Shadarach at Tzadikim, see you there in Tomid Shema Yigram Hashem. Who can negate Osa Hashiva, his skin alone, Hashkivenu. The Yatsilenu Hashem, the cold over all, the Yitzmot Seisenu Uvalenu. The cave unto his skin of the Omo connected Master Hoy, the Tasago Ula, Omo de Lohave Hatsaka de Keula Aristodamnes. So he says it's not just that in terms of content, Hashkivenu is sort of we're asking Hashem for a personal redemption, but it's also that the Brach of Hashkivenu is modeled on a Tzila, which Klal Yisrael said, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's modeled on that the night of Makkah's Bechoros, so there was a tremendous tachat. That there was a pandemic. So even though they had a haftachat, actually, it's the Gemara hand of Dalet and Ralph that we didn't do together. If you take a look, from Dalet and Ralph, five lines from the bottom, this is the Gemara that Yoni is alluding to. Six lines from the bottom. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Rami. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi asks the following contradiction. Ksiv, Yihinei Anochi Imach, Wishmatichu B'chol Asher Teilech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yaakov Avinu Haftacha. You've got nothing to worry about. Uksiv, Ayira Yaakov Ma'od. So why was Yaakov afraid? Omer Shama Yidra Machet. So the Derech of Tzadikim is, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a Haftacha, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a Haftacha, so then they're still afraid that maybe they've sullied themselves subsequently, and that they're no longer worthy of that Haftacha. So the Ben Yonah says that that's what happened in Mitzrayim as well. So in Mitzrayim, so when the Makkah's Bechoros was happening, so they daven, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save them. The heart that's shot on and the maskers nilufameinu me'achareinu. So it's connected also to that we say our haskiveinu from the neighbor. That's what makes the kigula riftadani. Fine, okay. But maskulin yaneinu in terms of our kasha in the Gemara. Why is the fact that Hashem shot by kitzach tshila rifta? How does that establish that haskiveinu should be kigula rifta? So the answer is, that's not what the Gemara is proving. But what the Gemara wants to establish is this. The din of Gal of Smichus Gu'ul Ratshila. What does that din mean? It means that the bracha of Gal Yisrael should be juxtaposed, it should be flush with Shila, or it means that the unit of Gu'ula should be flush with the unit of Shila. Or does it mean that the bracha of Gal Yisrael should be juxtaposed, it should be flush with Tfila? Well, no, it means that the unit, the chativa of Geula, should connect to the unit of Tfila. So now the Gemara says very well. So forget Hashkivenu. What are you going to do in the morning? In the morning, Hashem Sosai Tiftach is not part of Tfila. It's Ketfila Lichta Damya. It's an introduction to Tfila. So you see that the din of smichas geula tefila is not that the bracha gal Yisrael, baruch atah Hashem gal Yisrael, has to be followed immediately by the beginning of tefila, baruch atah Hashem elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu. No, from the fact that you're allowed to have Hashem fasai, which is a tefila richta. So what do you see? As long as there's nothing other than between the unit of Gal Yisrael and the unit of Tfila. Hashem Sosai Tiftach may not be part of Tfila, but it's part of the unit of Tfila. It's Ketfila Richta. Oh, so Smich of Gula Tfila just have the two units together, so the same way that the unit of Tfila can be extended, so too the unit of Geula can be extended. That's what the Gemara is proving. It's not proving that since Hashem Sosai is a Tfila Richta, so the Mela Hashivenu is a Gula Richta. Now if you take a look back in the Rabbeinu Yonah, if you still have the Rabbeinu Yonah open, Yesh Lisho Al Mas Som Kuha Olav Lahosef Alom Afakach Tsukin So Bechas Hamel Sechvod. Right? The Baruch Hashem La'olam Amin V'amin She'al Zeh Lo Amru Kigula Yesudanya V'havi Hasbaka. So what's the justification for our saying Baruch Hashem La'olam Amin V'amin? That Luchara does interfere with Mechaz Gula Tzula U'nitzatach Hachamim Hayu Nimnon Mi'olam. And therefore, some Rishonim say Yitzchak does not say that the Baruch Hashem La'olam Amin V'amin. B'chachaya minhagel, so Mori Haramban. Avo Mori Rabbeinu Yonah Krovo. Interesting that he brings that to our attention. We should know the family tree. We should know that Rabbeinu Yonah and Ramban were cousins. Natan tam l'minik shenagu kol la'olam la'omim. Rabbeinu Yonah justifies the minik. So the tchila, so how you said tchilas arvis reshus, how you omen elu hapsukim siyesh bohem yurches hazkaros kineged yurches brachos v'chosun aleihem v'omen kadesh v'yotzen. So originally these psukim were substitutes of tshiva. They were in lieu of tshiva. V'achakach afo pisek va'u achova, even though subsequently, right, as the Rishonim tell us, we accepted tshiva
substitute or in addition.
So this, originally, according to the Bachlogos and Rishonim, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it was originally a substitute. Tosus presents it as having been an addition. Rabbeinu Yonah presents it, he understands that it was a substitute. Now, v'achakach, afo bishek va'u achova, meaning, even though we passim it like Rabbi Yeshua, that Tshuvas Arvis is a shush, so at some point, Klal Yisrael accepted Tshuvas Arvis as chova. At this point, so we no longer felt that it was appropriate to use the substitute of 18 of a psukim with 18 hashkaros, but once we were in the Kabbalah Tzilas Arvis Eschova, we felt that we should be saying the fourth one after. V'achakach afal pi shekva'u achova nitzar hadar v'kemo haminag harishon v'lo havei hafsaka ben ge'ulu l'tfila t'kevan shemitchila adayta v'hachi kva'u achova lo mikri hafsaka. So even subsequently, when we accepted upon ourselves the chumrah of treating tefillas arvis as chova, so we did it under these circumstances, with this built in. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's justification for the Baruch Hashem Olam Amin V'Amin, that when we were mekabel upon ourselves, Shilas Arvis, we will makabel upon ourselves, Shilas Arvis, with this in mind. Okay, continue.